genius experiments in which they had people read simple sentences, such as, "The eagle was in the sky." The sentence was followed by a picture of an eagle either with wings outstretched, as it would be when it flew in the sky, or by its side, as when perched on its nest. People were asked to indicate if the object in the picture had been mentioned in the preceding sentence. Rolf predicted that, if we understand what we read by mentally placing ourselves in the story, calling upon relevant visual, action, and even emotional information from the past, then we should automatically think about the eagle's shape and respond faster to the eagle that matches the shape implied in the sentence. Wings outstretched when we read about an eagle flying. Wings down when we read about it in the nest. This is exactly what Rolf found. Rolf's work points to a new way to think about thinking. It demonstrates that our thinking is embodied in that it involves re-experiencing similar bodily experiences from the past. This means that our brain might not make a clear distinction between past memories and what we experience in the present. In other words, our neural hardware might not draw a clear division between thought and action, so that we might be able to use our body and our physical environment to be sharper mentally. The day after our run in the park, I couldn't help but consider all the factors that would contribute to whether I was going to ace my interview. I realized